Bolton, Trump's Peace Prize hunt potentially pitting U.S. forces against Russian forces. By Pam Key on August 18, 2025. Monday on CNN's News Central, former National Security Advisor John Bolton accused President Donald Trump of not thinking through the consequences of putting U.S. forces against Russian forces on the line in Ukraine because he wants a Nobel Peace Prize. Co-host Boris Sanchez said, "When you look at what's been reported about what is on the table regarding a potential peace deal, you're talking about some sort of security guarantees in the form of a reassurance force that President Trump, as you pointed out earlier, Jeff, would not rule out U.S. forces being a part of, even though he's been skeptical of expressed skepticism before. Then also this idea that there would be some kind of Article 5-like agreement between allies of Ukraine to intervene if Russia were to advance its incursions down the road. Is that actually enough to keep Vladimir Putin away from his ambition of remaking the Russian imperial order?" Bolton said, "I think we're a long way from any of that. I can't wait till the MAGA base hears that Donald Trump has committed American combat forces, U.S. forces against Russian forces on the line in Ukraine. If the Russians violate the ceasefire, one nuclear power directly against another nuclear power. I don't think that's what they signed up for with Donald Trump. I don't think he's necessarily thought through that implication either. He wants a Nobel Peace Prize and he wants it now, so he's willing to say a lot of things. He didn't really commit to anything. You could have all kinds of U.S. troops in Ukraine, as we did before the invasion. We had train and assist missions. They weren't there to fight anybody. They were there to train the Ukrainians. That's very different from a combat force." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.